In Baghdad, the question on many people's minds these days is who's in charge. Since the end of Saddam Hussein's rule, security remains shaky in much of the city. We're joined now from Baghdad by NPR's Jackie Northam. Jackie, what is the situation with looting in Baghdad, first of all?
There's still a lot of looting going on here, but to much lesser extent than we saw a week ago, in part because they're running out of things to steal at this point. But also there's an increased presence of American military around trying to guard various sites. They started off in a limited number of places, such as the Iraqi Oil Ministry and the Defense Ministry, but they responded to the general public anger that they weren't doing enough to protect various areas, and so they expanded their patrols to things like the hospitals. And now they've actually included banks in that as well, because many banks in the city are being hit. In fact, today thieves broke into a bank in central Baghdad. They blew a hole in the vault. Word of this robbery spread very, very quickly through the neighborhoods, and more than 1,000 Iraqis started showing up demanding that the thieves hand over some of the money, in part because they had accounts at this bank and they didn't want their money to go. American troops showed up and they were able to calm the situation down, but it was fairly tense for a while, and the American troops were able to retrieve about $4 million in $100 bills.
There's now a small Iraqi police force, as I understand it, on the streets along with U.S. forces there. Is there any sense that there is actually now law and order being established in Baghdad?
Perhaps on paper. I mean, if you put police officers back in uniform and have them patrolling the streets along with the American troops, there may be a sense that some law and order is being restored. But in reality, that's just not the case. I mean, every day there are new fires breaking out in buildings throughout the city. Most of the shops are still shuttered here. People cower in their homes at night because it is a truly, truly dangerous situation. The interesting thing is just over the past few days, you see an increased number of people carrying guns very openly in the streets. The other thing that's interesting too is there's militias that are being organized in part by the mosques here, you know, as a way to ensure a sense of calm and law and order, but also by, you know, some of the political parties that are springing up here. They're organizing their own militias as well.
Apart from policing, Jackie, are there any signs of central authority being established in Baghdad?
No, there really isn't. And it's a very, very confused situation right now. For all intents and purposes, there is not a government here. And there's no clear sense of who's in charge. And it may take a long time before, you know, the Americans step in and say, this is who we want here. And everybody is in agreement that this is the person to be in charge. And then we start addressing things like, you know, the basic public essentials here. There's still no electricity. There's still only about 40% of the homes have water. There's no sanitation, there's no garbage, you know, pick up on the streets, anything else like that. And it was very interesting. There was one demonstration today. It was about 100 government workers at the central square here saying, somebody, just one person, please take control here so we can try and get things started again. We'll sort out if it's the right person later, what have you. It doesn't matter who appoints him or them, but let's just get going. But the interesting thing is another protest, probably a couple of miles away from that, it was large as well. They were saying, in many ways, yes, that's fine. Let's create unity. Let's try and get things going again. But down to America, down to Israel, we do not want anything to do with this. We do not want Americans deciding who is our leader and who's going to decide our fate.
As you gauge the mood there in Baghdad, are you getting a sense that there is greater and greater discontent with the American presence, or are people willing to give this a chance to sort of work itself out?
You're getting a huge sense that the honeymoon period is really over here as far as the Americans are concerned. In part, I think that might be because many Iraqis were expecting that, A, they would instill a sense of law and order here, and that simply has not happened.
Well, Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Jackie Northam speaking with us from Baghdad, and we should explain that the chirping noises in the background are due to a problem with the satellite phone that Jackie's using.